We're here to announce two major events coming to Finley Stadium in the month of February. First, we are honored that Finley Stadium has been selected to host a friendly between the United States men's national team versus Jamaica on February 3rd here at Finley Stadium.
With U.S. soccer coming back to Chattanooga to give us an opportunity to host the U.S. men's national team is a prime example of how when we work together, we are stronger as one. This truly defines us as a sports destination.
On the heels of such a historic announcement with the men's national team, I'm pleased to announce another great event and match here. Chattanooga FC will play Major League Soccer's newest franchise, Atlanta United, here in their first ever match.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Tuesday. Heavenly Flavored Wings doesn't worry about settings or all the jazzy parts of wing joints. Nope. You can have that stuff. Heavenly Flavored Wings is focusing on delivering the best wings for the best price, and do they ever deliver. Nearly 20 sauces. Heavenly Flavored Wings, whether it's Brainerd Road or the East 3rd Street location, fantastic stuff, and our loyal 3 o'clock sponsor here on Press Row. Well, those voices you heard moments ago, Paul Smith, Tim Morgan, and Sean McDaniel. Paul Smith, the executive director of Finley Stadium, joining us now on the Hardee's Hotline. Paul, thank you so much. Congratulations on the news.
Thanks, David. Yeah, we're very excited.
All right. How long was this kind of in the works? Had a lot of success with the women's team. Obviously, the Lightning and Thunder didn't cooperate, but still just a wonderful crowd. How long did it take to land the men's team?
Well, it was pretty quick. I think that with the new coach, Bruce Arena, coming out of the MLS, he doesn't have, I guess he's not against playing on turf like Klinsmann was, the previous U.S. soccer coach. And that was my first question when they contacted us and asked us to bid was, you do recall that we have a turf field. And to which he basically called me an idiot and said, I wouldn't have called you had you not, which was kind of a funny start to it. And then we found out that there were just a few cities on the list, you know, soccer hubs, so to speak, that have developed a great soccer culture, that have extremely high quality turf fields, which we do, and we were fortunate enough to get it. But probably, I guess, middle of December is when they first contacted us.
Wow, that is cool.
Quick.
All right, how? I guess I know this is brand new, but I mean, would you expect we're looking at 20,000 for this thing?
David, I'm a native of Chattanooga. So the idea of going to a soccer game on the 3rd of February is kind of foreign to me.
Right.
But the culture of soccer in the city, it was, certainly would not surprise me. I've talked to some people that are like me. They go, do you really think it'll sell out? And then I've talked to others in the soccer world, our board member Tim Kelly, that just shakes his head and says, absolutely. It's going to – I wouldn't be surprised if it sold out on Friday when tickets go on sale. So I just know that the two events that are coming in February will be, as much as I can research, the first two major events ever held in February at Finley. So we're just excited about that and working hard to get ready.
All right, for those, you mentioned the tickets go on sale Friday. How much are the tickets? First off, we can talk about the men's team with Jamaica and then Chattanooga FC against Atlanta United. How much are tickets going to be for those? Let's start with the men's team.
They have not released that yet. I know the tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. USsoccer.com has all that information. They're controlling that. It'll go through Ticketmaster. We won't have a ticket booth open here. We won't be able to do anything other than send people to ussoccer.com. And I don't think, because of the holidays, they have all that set yet. I know that all correspondence with them ended until last night, for last week. And it's a little bit of a frustration for us trying to get that press conference off the launch pad. But the Atlanta United game, we're just as excited about. Sean McDaniel, the GM for CFC, and and his board of directors has been working on that game for a while, trying to land it. It's it'll be a trivia question one of these days. Where did Atlanta United ever first take the field? And it'll be Finley against CFC.
You're listening to Paul Smith, the executive director of Finley Stadium, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Paul, my man, Jurgen's kind of a jackwagon, right?
Just between
you and me. Nobody else is listening.
Never met the man.
Okay.
I know that he's an intense individual that U.S. soccer parted ways with. And I tell you what, I don't know about him, but I know that I certainly like Bruce Arena a whole lot better.
Excellent. That is so well put. Are you going to run for mayor? That was excellent.
I'm just happy to be here, fellas.
Honestly, when you are looking to expand your arms to what can come to Finley, is there anything you would say no to if somebody brought you an idea?
Not immediately. Certainly not. It really depends. I think, we have such a strong foundation that we've been able to build, between the Chattanooga market, UTC football being successful, and now Chattanooga Football Club and the growth of soccer in our city. I think one of the things that we're really going to focus on in the coming years will be developing some kind of musical presence. But if somebody wanted to bring in the X Games, I would certainly talk to them and see if it works. Tim Morgan and the folks at the sports committee are always trying to put heads in beds, and we are the biggest venue in town, so I'm not against anything.
I got to tell you, man, that heads in beds thing, it's halfway on your Chamber of Commerce billboard and halfway in like a summer camp thing. Hey, did you have a good New Year?
It was how could it not be? I found out right before Christmas we were getting this game.
There you go.
Actually, I found out we were getting both these games. So we were very excited, and what looked like a nice casual January, we could all kind of catch our breath from one of the best years we've ever had to hit the ground running in early January, which is new for us.
Now, Paul, you're listening to Paul Smith, the executive director at Finley Stadium, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Big news in Chattanooga today. The U.S. men's national team coming to Finley Stadium February 3rd for a friendly against Jamaica. And then 8 days later, the Chattanooga FC will play the Atlanta United FC, a Major League and MLS expansion franchise. Did you propose that if Chattanooga FC pulls the upset, that the Chattanooga FC moves into the MLS and Atlanta goes down to the NPSL?
I haven't thought that. I'll call Arthur Blank later and ask him if he'd like that idea.
And how do these, back to the men's national team, how does it kind of work out as far as the gate and how much does the U.S. soccer get to keep and how beneficial is it for Finley Stadium?
Well, obviously, anybody knows me, my theory is if the lights are off, we're losing money because we have a venue ready to work. But, U.S. soccer will keep 100% of the gate. It's kind of a nice deal. They cover most of the expenses, so we're kind of in a no-lose situation. We went into this financially with the CVB and the sports committee as a partner. So that mitigates Finley's loss a little bit. But if we can get 10,000 people in here on a February and they're projecting 20, then it'll really help our bottom line and helping us, kind of realize the potential of this facility.
Does it still amaze you what a soccer town this has become? You're talking about trying to fill the months between football seasons and stuff like that. And like you mentioned, Finley Stadium just landed two monster events for February.
Yeah, it's still kind of surreal. We've already had the beer rep on site. So getting ready for soccer, which is one of the things that we love here at Finley.
Now you're talking.
Now we're talking. So that's one thing good about the soccer fan base is not only they come and support the sport, but they stay for the entire game because it's part of the culture where sometimes football fans will, 21-point lead in the fourth quarter, they're out of here. But to have both, so I'm constantly amazed, David. when it was, I was approached with it, I was like, really, 20,000 fans? It's February 3rd. It could snow. And they're like, oh, we don't care. And they'll come and they'll buy beer and food. And I was like, okay, we'll see. So, you know, it's like anything. If we have 5,000, it'll be better than nothing. If we have 10, it'll be great. If we have 20, it could really launch us this year off very strongly.
Now, do you think that's a soccer culture or a cool event culture?
I think it's a little both. I mean, you know, I was trying to explain it to one of my sons. I was like, these are the LeBron James of soccer. These are the best players in our entire country. And you know, his face like lit up. I said, wow. And then, you know, I sat back and thought, wow. And because we went to, before the women's game, we went to what was then LP Field, which is now Nissan Stadium, and watched the men's team play. And I think they had 38,000
right
at LP Field. So, you know, and with the intrigue of this being the new coach's first game, and we're all trying to research, you know, this might be the first time the men's team's ever played on turf field. So, you know, an actual international friendly. So that might be a trivia question, too. We're trying to research. None of us can find where the U.S. men's national team has ever played on a turf field. So
can we expect Manchester United in, like, 2018?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Manchester versus Liverpool.
Right, friendly. Fun. Right here, friendly.
Yeah. All right, Paul, you mentioned the date, February 3rd. I am curious. I mean, it could snow that day. If, and I'm just playing worst-case scenario, if we are looking at a rain-ice mixture that just makes for hazardous conditions on the roadways, is this something y'all have to get insurance for this in case it has to get scratched?
No, because most of the losses are mitigated by U.S. Soccer paying for the expenses.
Okay.
And so there's really, and there's very little chance of that. You know, we'll just go down to Ace Hardware and buy a whole bunch of hot hands and play the game.
Well, listen, Paul, congratulations. Jamaica and the U.S. men's national team coming to Finley Stadium for a friendly on February 3rd. 8 days later, the Chattanooga FC playing Atlanta United, an expansion franchise in the MLS. So big, big February for Finley Stadium. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to Tim Morgan. Congratulations to Sean McDaniel. I know all three of you guys made some major inroads in this, and congratulations for how everything paid off.
Well, thank you, David. You know, from this facility, I mean, one of the major questions I always get is, I wish we had that championship game back. And while we don't stand a chance of getting that NCAA national championship game back, we do have chances to get to events like this, and we really need Chattanooga to help support us.
Paul, real quick, if you mentioned music, if Paul Smith could have the dream musical act at Finley Stadium, who would it be?
Springsteen.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Which is a better shot, Springsteen or Manchester United?
It's a draw.
Okay, fair enough.
Paul, congratulations, and great job at what you do, and thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right, 648-1051. We reopen the Hardee's Hotline. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.